Now, the opening bell on 96.3 News Radio KKOB. Brought to you by Nusenda Credit Union, the power of we.
Opening bell on Wall Street. Had a good week last week, but not off to a good start today as the Dow is down 444 points. S&P is down 52. It's now time for our stock and business update today, sponsored by Cetera Advisors Network. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. So, Pavlos, last week the stock market snaps its seven-week losing streak. So the upturn, a turning point or maybe just a short-term bounce? What do you think?
Or a dead cat bounce, as we like to say on Wall Street, right?
Yeah, what's that? You call it a dead cat bounce? You know, the cat lovers out there aren't going to be happy about that.
I know, but that's what they call it. So, I mean, I know the animal lovers won't like that, but that's what they call it on Wall Street. Not a very nice comment, I agree that. I like cats. But again, you're seeing that the market continues to drag on, and we see this volatility. Bob, it all depends on what stock market you're talking about. The indices, you know, the media likes to focus on the Dow, the NASDAQ, the 500. It's made up a basket of stocks with different industries, and they're market-weighted. And you know what I like to call the stock market.
Yeah, it's not just a stock market. It's a market of stocks. And you're right. I mean, material stocks are up 4% for the year. So are the utilities and real estate sectors. But the energy stock sector is up a whopping 50% year-to-date. But you haven't said if this is a bear market that's over.
Yeah, well, you know, we see the NASDAQ and the stocks that have no earnings, no fundamentals. That may be the case. This bear market may continue for those stocks. But again, the stocks that benefit from this dragflation, we're just in the beginning stages of a bull market.
All right, so we've heard of inflation and stagflation, but what in the world is dragflation?
It's another Greek word that I made up, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday we observed Memorial Day, Bob. You remember that? Again, it's official start of summer. Now we are in the next phase of inflation, now called dragflation. Dragflation is where everything goes up. Airline tickets, Bob, we see that. Hotels, your restaurant tabs, gas tanks, steaks. Dragflation is about a hot summer, miserable for the average American, and we're all seeing hot tempers flare. Again, the hotter the temperatures get, we kick off this summer driving season.
All right, well, unfortunately, the average American will still have to pay those high prices at the pump and buy those expensive airline tickets, so if they're willing to do that. So why not just admit it? Why, the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is right. The economy is resilient even in the face of the worst inflation in 40-plus years.
Yeah, you know, we say that the Fed has caused 10 out of the last 11 recessions, right? Priority in recession now. But, Bob, we're seeing these stress cracks in the economy, and, again, that's what's happening with the market today is down. Again, they've been revealed to us this week. We had the lowest savings rate in history, down 4% since World War II. And according to the New York Fed, the total American household has increased its debt to $266 billion from up. Now we're nearly at $1 trillion. That's 2% since the pandemic. You know, Bob, Americans hawk their future for just a little R&R this summer.
Yeah, if things are so gloomy, why not just put all your money in inflation-protected government bonds?
Well, that's most the problem with most investors. They get caught up in the latest investing fad. You know, first it was Bitcoin, then Dogecoin, and now government inflation-protected bonds, again, which were all the rage. But let me put a word. You know, it's government and protection, and that scares me. You know, I'd rather invest in the stock market.
Yeah, so I take it you're not a big fan of the elected officials' response to inflation, as you've talked about many times. Now, are you saying that it'll make matters worse with interventionist policies from Washington?
You said it, Bob. We're the government. We're here to help.
Yeah. No, so your solution to all of these policy missteps is for our elected and appointed officials in Washington.
Well, Bob, it's not my job or your job to fix Washington. I guess we just got to go out there and vote, right? And that's what we need to all do again. But we try to guide our clients through these difficult times. Again, what we recommend is don't do what they say. Read what they basically are doing. See what they're doing. Again, we're knee-deep in this silly season. Now we're in the election season again. Inflation can't be fixed with the stroke of a pen. We all know that. And it took us decades to get to this point in history. And hopefully it will not take us decades to get out of this mess. But in the meantime, Bob, happy. Our oil stocks are going up, the materials, real estate, and so too our precious metals. Sad, the direction our Fed and our Washington elite have led us to.
Okay, how can our listeners reach you and your team to discuss how to survive and thrive during the inflation super cycle we're in right now?
Well, you can call us here locally this morning, all hands on deck, 505-828-4068 or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. And lastly, I mentioned securities investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks. And Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, put that new lexicon in, dragflation.
All right, very good. Thanks, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week.